House Guest, written by Oddishly and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, What We Do in the Shadows, movie. Well, it was a thing to do, wasn't it? Book you sort of know shows up on your front step, swaying in place and clutching onto the doorframe. Bright smile somewhat on the wobbly side for a blood-sucking vampire in his hundreds, apparently having had a bit of a nasty fight with a bag of O-negative earlier that night. If the stains on the frilly white shirt were anything to go by. And that thought should have been Anton's first warning. Well, you looked him up and down and whistled through your teeth and said, "Oh dear, that doesn't look good. Want to come inside, get yourself sorted out? Get you a cuppa and a bite to eat?" At least, that's what Anton did, the early hour in his eyes, his own cuppa in hand. Viago sagged in obvious relief. "Oh, phew. Oh, thank goodness. Thank you, Anton," said Anton wearily, and lifted his cup in a "that's me" sort of gesture, before stepping back to clear the way in. It was still before dawn, but the sky was starting to brighten over the council flats on the hill. Anton had the very distinct thought that Viago was cutting it a bit close to still be out, wasn't he? Which should have been his second warning. But Viago really was looking pretty rough for a guy who normally just looked like he was on his way to dinner, and it was distracting. "Anton, yes, that is what I was going to say." Viago shuffled up the two little half steps on the porch and did a little hop over the threshold. "Oop, there we go." He made that face again with all his teeth showing, some of the nervousness falling out as he got to the very threshold. "I was getting a bit worried, you know. I'm not very often in this part of Wellington, and I was thinking I was going to have to transform and spend the day in a trash can. I really don't like doing that." "No, I imagine not," Anton said. "Not very easy to stop anyone from lifting the lid from the outside, for one thing, when you're on the inside. Come on, then, let's get you inside. Get you that cuppa." "Mmm, and that bite," said Viago agreeably. And that would have been Anton's third warning, except that before he could parse it, before he could remind himself that the vampires hadn't been raised by wolves, but dragged themselves up in a den of hedonist squalor, Viago was stepping through and in and bending down, and holy fucking shit, that was his mouth on one side of Anton's neck and his fingers and white cold heat in his neck, fangs sliding into the artery and sucking blood out and Anton's dick up. Like that was something you did when you were ancestral enemies, and one of you was inviting the other inside so he didn't turn into a pile of ashes on the stoop in the next 20 minutes. "What the fuck?" "Hmm," said Viago, straightening as Anton tried not to either pass out or come while clutching Nathan G's abandoned camel raincoat behind him, panting and gasping and struggling to swim to the surface while Viago wiped blood off his mouth. Not with one fastidious index finger, but the broad meat of his palm. His whole hand swiping across his mouth to catch the blood on one side of his mouth and then the other. And appeared to miss Anton's moan? Was it just a moan? Where the fuck did that come from? "Very nice," Viago said with a bit of a slur. He reached out to stroke a careful finger over the bite, then into his own mouth, and sat around it with some interest. "That is very old etiquette, Anton. Did your sire teach you to do that?" Anton was going out of his mind. He was swaying on his feet like a human in church. He shut his eyes briefly. First his neck, now his sire. "Tell me fucking what?" "Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not talk about that? It is so hard to keep track of what is the done thing with you wolves. You are always sniffing around and urinating everywhere instead of talking." Viago gave a little sigh. "I will go to the kitchen. It is through here? You have very nice tasting blood. I don't know if anyone has ever told you that before, but you do. For a werewolf." He said it encouragingly, as if Anton was supposed to say thank you for the fucking sucking. "Thank you for the fucking sucking," Anton managed not to say. "Through there?" he said instead, just about not humping whatever nearest surface presented itself before he killed Viago, and got it together enough to say, "On the left?" "Very nice sconces," Viago said, nodding at them as he passed. Viago sank into the chair Anton had recently vacated, not seeming to notice the open newspaper or eggs and soldiers slowly going cold on the table. He steepled his fingers in front of him and then tapped them all against each other. You are probably questioning why I'm here, so far from the other vampires. Anton was questioning a lot. First, why Viago had seen fit to take a bite out of him. Second, why Anton had let him. Third, a lot to do with one and two. Anton was a bit unclear, to be honest, since he'd just been fucking mauled, but he thought the question would be covered by something along the lines of, what the fucking fuck? But somewhere, far, very far down the list, was indeed why Viago was here, so far from the other vampires. So Anton reevaluated and took the seat opposite. He didn't trust himself to speak, but he gestured a question. I was enjoying a pleasant moonlit stroll along the water, Viago said with a sigh, and looked up to meet Anton's gaze and apparently didn't notice the murderous intent therein. I'm thinking about things. Out under the trees I found what I thought was a sleeping human, and I thought I would have a nice little drink. They would wake up, none the wiser, wouldn't even notice the blood was gone. Except it turned out.
It turned out,
Anton said when the silence stretched. They were not sleeping. They were having an allergic reaction to a peanut. Anton made a face despite himself. Ugh. Yes, that is what I thought. Of course, their allergy didn't kill me more dead than I already am. Probably the human is dead by now, though, and made me wander a very long way without knowing where I was going. And when I came back to myself, I was here, very close to dawn and with no way home. I admit to having some very dark thoughts for a time. Anton thought darkly about what might constitute dark thoughts for a long-dead vampire. But then I remembered that Nick's werewolf friends, he said it like that, two words, werewolf, live in this neighborhood. So I went looking in all the windows and I saw there was a light on this side of the street. Viago did something a bit like jazz hands, but with his elbows still tucked in and under the table, it looked more like he was going in for his first ever pair of tits. And here you were. Here Anton was. And then? Viago's eyes went all black and interested, in a way that made Anton abruptly aware that he wasn't just some bloke, but some bloke who might make him dinner, again, if he wasn't careful. You invited me in. That was very nice of you. Yeah, the neighbors complain when I leave men knocking on my porch. Viago's black, interested eyes popped and narrowed. Does that happen often? What can I say? My landlord doesn't like me much. Where the fuck did that come from? I mean, really? Viago breathed. Or whatever the thing was that you did when you didn't breathe. Something really fucking sexy. Wait, no. Anton shook his head. Not sexy. Unsexy. Undead. Immortal enemy. Etc. Fascinating. Viago said it very fucking. This was going wrong. Anton didn't know how that had happened. He made himself look at the eggs. Cold by now. Focus. Don't you need to get more inside somewhere? Viago replied in a purr. Do I? So the congealing eggs weren't enough. Anton shut his eyes. All right. Since Stu joined the pack, Anton had made a snap, that's to say, an uncharacteristically spur-of-the-moment decision to work on having them all get to know Nick, too, with what he thought was a not unreasonable position that breaking down the ancient and ingrained interspecies barriers to communication between werewolf and vampire surely had to start with one werewolf pack and one vampire. Even if that vampire was, well, Nick. It was important to work on this whole interspecies conflict thing. Viago was usually an all-right bloke. And he wasn't fucking Nick. Also, he wasn't Nick. Anton opened his eyes, and instead of listening carefully to his own thoughts for signs of losing control of the situation, the way he told the boys to do, all day every day, he listened to his cock and let himself stare at the splayed fingers, and heard himself blurt out loud, sunrise soon. So it is. I could get you home, if you wanted. If I wanted. Or... blackout curtains. Upstairs. If you trust them. The moon got troublesome sometimes. Viago shrugged.
I could drive you home right now. Could you? It wouldn't take 5 minutes. I am nearly 400 years old. I struggle to count the time. What is this 5 minutes? It sounds very dangerous, if you ask me. Anton also struggled to count time. He tried quickly to come to terms with wanting to fuck an almost 400-year-old. It sounded dangerous, if you asked him.
I could stay, Viago said.
Oh, so you do trust him?
I trust you.
Fuck, Anton breathed, because he could.
Really?
No, but I trust you not to let me die, here, in your house.
Fuck.
Anton chewed on the inside of his cheek. It hurt, a lot. When the fuck had all this happened? I don't want you to die.
Good.
And I don't want to be evicted. Which was true. Viago frowned.
Ah.
If you die screaming on the front step, I'm going to be evicted.
Also true.
Did Anton care?
He might not care.
Ah, said Viago, who plainly didn't. Anton stared. Viago stared back. Anton's fucking cock pricked. He opened his mouth.
I think I will go,
Viago said abruptly. Or thoughtfully? Carefully?
Silkily.
I mean, I find that I will let you drive me home, since it is less than 5 minutes. Anton found that he wanted to fuck him through the door and into the threat of sunrise and howling discovery.
You sure?
Oh, I am sure, Viago said. I like this, and I like you very much, Shaw. I think I would like to come back. They made their way back out of the kitchen to the hall, to the whatever the fucking hallway where the keys to the truck were hanging off the hook by the door. Anton snagged them and let the door pull open, gray dawn slinking in.
So,
Viago said. Anton ran his tongue over his canines. It helped him concentrate, sometimes, to feel the snag in the blood. Times like now.
You are leaving.
Viago smiled.
So I was.
And he leaned in again, his hand slipping around the other side of Anton's neck, just slim, cool fingers urging Anton's head to the side, to leave his neck right there for Viago to. Was he sniffing? That was sniffing. Not even the offensive kind of sniffing. He was literally dragging his nose along Anton's neck, collarbone to jawline. And then he was, Jesus Christ. Fucking vampires. They had no idea. Anton reached to grab his hand, his wrist, and hold it where it was.
What are you doing?
He asked hoarsely.
What does it look like, my sweet werewolf?
Viago's voice was very low. His finger straightened, the very tip touching Anton's mouth at the corner. I'm having a bite. Very old tradition. Do you ask a vampire inside? You present him with the human and offer him a quick bite. Sustenance for his visit and sustenance for his journey home. He said it like a nursery rhyme, a sweet little smile there on his face that didn't belong. Anton felt his eyes flutter.
Was that so?
Not in my house.
Oh, well, that is a shame.
Anton grasped for something.
For one thing, I'm not human.
Viago shrugged like it was the least of his concerns. If you don't want to, I will stop.
Right.
Anton took another breath.
I don't think you should stop.
You don't? Anton let the door snick closed. The sun was coming. He bared his teeth.
No. I think I'm going to teach you some manners.
The end.